93.3
Nigeria FM.
Listen to the judgment of Eko, and it's very obvious that he was on a mission. He was making all efforts to upturn the rulings of the Supreme Court and Appeal Court on issues like this. We have had the rumors before now that he was determined to give judgment against all known laws and the Constitution, first to embarrass APC, two to embarrass the federal government. For me, I do not feel worried, but I feel so sorry for the judiciary. The executives may have problems, the legislature may have problems, but the moment justice could be purchased, then we are in trouble in this country. And the ruling this afternoon is a clear evidence that this country is in trouble. And let me tell you that this same judge has over 10 cases against Ebonyi State government with him. And you can imagine what he's going to rule. We have petitioned him to NJC, and we will follow it up at all costs to ensure that this man is brought to justice. I want you to disregard the judgment. It is null and void. There is a substituting judgment in Zamfara State, and there is also a judgment in Ebonyi State. So we've chosen the one to obey. We will not obey his ruling. We will obey the ruling of a competent court of equal level that says you cannot sue a governor.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 10 minutes past 8. You just heard the voice of the Ebonyi State Governor, Dave Umahi. I think it's safe to still say it's the governor at the moment, until whether something otherwise happens. But if you listen to that broadcast from the governor, it was his reaction to his unseating by a court in Abuja. Justice Inyang Eko gave that judgment yesterday, and it's been causing a lot of reactions lately. Well, he says there's another judgment that says you can't sue a governor, and that's the one he's obeying, but he's not obeying this one. Now, many people will say, politicians usually in their fashion would want to choose judgments that favor them and not the ones that don't favor them. Different people with different opinion. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, and our conversation this morning centers on this particular order, this judgment ordering Dave Umahi to be removed as governor of Ebonyi State alongside his deputy. How does it affect the practice of defection by politicians in the country's politics? Remember when he first defected, the governor of Rivers State had said that the matter would go to court and they would try it and see what the court has to say about it. Because according to the governor of Rivers State, Governor Yason Wike, he said it's one way to see how we can tackle the problem of defection because it's becoming too much. But don't also forget that the PDP as a political party has also benefited from similar situation where we've had politicians who got into office, on the platform of the APC and then defected to the PDP and did not relinquish that position. I mean, the former president of the Senate, Saraki, is a typical example. We all are aware of what happened at the time on the floor of the House, how arguments ensued. But he remained and held on to that position. And that's where we are now at the moment. So a lawyer, Henry Akine, gave his opinion about it. I'm going to also put out what he said. And I have with me in the studio at the moment a lawyer, human rights advocate as well, Chioma Choko, a good friend. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
He's set to go to court. I had to snatch him and tell him, no, you have no option but to be here first.
Yes.
And then you go to court. How are you doing?
Very fine.
Because it's been a while.
I think it's some of the sacrifices we have to make, at least for the society.
Yes.
Give back a little of what the society
has given to us. That's a good sacrifice. Also, just so you know, we'll be joined later by Barrister Chika Aleruchi Wobo to also... we need to have some very, very in-depth legal analysis of this judgment and what it means for the politics of the country, because defection has been something that has raised concerns over the years, and many have been saying it's becoming one too many. And when this happened, the governor of Rivers State, I was saying earlier before you came in, had said that no, they have to take this one to court and see that they follow it to its fullest. However, it turns out it should serve as a deterrent to others and try to curb that defection that we are seeing that's been on the rise. This is what Henry Akine had to say about the judgment. He said that votes are not cast for political parties in elections, but for candidates. Let's listen to him.
So from sections 176, 177, 178, 179, and on to even 190, and all of the provisions with respect to the governor of a state are references to individuals who will become candidates of political parties to run elections, and they are voted as human beings to fill those positions. Like I said, sponsored, financed by political parties, and the votes to be cast for these individuals or in their favor canvassed by political parties. But it's not intended that political parties will therefore own those votes. It's not intended clearly by the provision of the constitution that political parties are to be the governor or deputy governor.
All right, so let's get to you, Barrister Choko.
Yes.
This judgment, what is your view about it? Let's start from there. What does it mean to you as a legal practitioner?
Yes. In the first place, I think I may want to appreciate the wisdom of my dear friend, Henry. But at the same time, I may want to differ from the views expressed by him. And in doing that, I mean, want to answer your question very directly. The question is, what does the judgment of the court, Federal High Court in Abuja, sitting in Abuja rather, mean to me? To me, without mincing words, I think I may boldly say it's one of the best recent decisions emanating from a court of competent jurisdiction, which I, as a lawyer, may stand here today to appreciate.
All right.
The wisdom of the court. And the decision of the court, as a matter of fact, it is the best thing that has happened to Nigeria and Nigerian democratic system.
You said the best thing.
Yes.
Lots of people don't agree with that, but this is your opinion. So how is it? What makes it the best thing
so far? I will make my analysis. Henry, in doing justice to his position, cited a statutory position. And in law, statutory positions in law are not just the only means upon which the decisions of the court are made. There are most times, as a matter of fact, the court does not just rely on the provisions of the law alone in rendering that decision. The court also considers most times public policy, because the court is not just a court of law, but a court of public policy, as a matter of fact. And at the same time, we also have to avert our mind to the point that if there is a statutory position that has not been given breath to by the judicial pronouncement of a court, once there is a judicial pronouncement of a court in respect of a particular provision of the law, that judicial provision takes precedence over and above the statutory position. All of us are aware where most of the persons who had today advanced the court in respect to the interpretation of the very section which they had gone to court to, PDP had gone to court to challenge in Ebonyi, to say that there is a similar case that has been interpreted in this manner. All of us are aware, in 2017, Amaechi went to court challenging INEC that the primary elections which was conducted in Rivers State wielded the vote of Rivers people to the political party and not to the person. Did the Supreme Court agree? The Supreme Court said yes. That elections, votes given by electorate in every election are given to the political parties and not individuals.
But
except that Omeha would have remained in power.
But then constitutionally, you don't have political parties recognized or mentioned.
You have
individuals.
I will tell you
mentioned. So, what happens there?
At the moment, where did this notion come from, emanate from? At the moment when elections are conducted, INEC do not display individual pictures. What is being displayed on that particular day, on the ballot boxes, the voting sheets, bearing the nomenclature or the pictures of the political party. So if I am an electorate, for instance, I come to give my vote in a particular election, where I give my vote is to the political party. I do not see the picture of the particular candidate that is standing for that particular election.
Rightly said. That's what you see. But then how do we then, when, where do we get to draw that line between an individual and a political party? Okay, let's say, for instance, now that we have independent candidacy,
yes,
if that was a situation, would you say it is okay to say an individual vote?
The picture, most likely, because it hasn't been done here, most likely the picture of the person who is standing independent candidate will have to be reflected on the ballot box to show that this is the person who is standing in this particular election. But that has never been the case. So you can't begin to doctor, you can't begin to contemplate what is not in existence. Until that comes to bear, what we have in play is that pictures of the political parties, their logo, rather, are what is being displayed on
but
the
people,
ballot
but
buses.
People vote for political parties sometimes because of the individuals.
That is what we have in mind. But I'm saying that there is a decision from the Apex Court, which has given life to the provisions of the law.
So we're speaking precedent now.
I cannot. I'm a lawyer. I cannot delay because except there is a challenge, anybody had gone to court to say, of course, I know that Supreme Court in their wisdom may likely change that decision tomorrow. But for now, what we have in existence is that votes given in a particular elections are given to the political parties. And that was why, if you look at the judgment of the Federal High Court in Abuja, it says that the votes of a Ebonyi people were not given to Umahi as an individual, even though we know that the integrity of Umahi, that has been the rationale behind the argument that, yes, on every election, in every election, voters or electorate give their vote to the integrity or the persons who are standing. That is crystal clear. But the logic or the argument or the decisions of the Supreme Court spring from the fact that on every election, what are being displayed are the logos of the political party and not the pictures of these persons who are standing in that particular election.
All right, Nigeria Info. You can send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416 or call us on the following numbers: 0817-923-0002, 0003-0007 and 0009. Quickly, before I move on to the implications of removing a governor, unseating a governor, perhaps there's a constitutional provision as to how and what to do when you want to unseat a governor. Before I get to that, how does this judgment tackle the problem of defection? Because if this happens and comes to stay, do you see it becoming some tool that might be used to, you know, mold politicians and prevent them from just jumping from one party to another?
Well, it depends. I've been privy to a particular although it's a matter that is pending before a court, I may not want to delve into it. But in course of my research in that particular matter, because I'm fully involved in it, a particular House of Rep member has been challenged, or is being challenged in a court, in the Federal High Court, that having defected from the People's Democratic Party to APC, without the political party being in any kind of uproar, which is contemplated in Section 86 thereabout, that particular House of Rep member should vacate his seat on the grounds that the political party called PDP was not in any kind of a rancor as at the time he defected. But I may want to say this. You see, laws does not apply in every case or circumstances in the same manner.
Yeah.
The one that applies to the governor of a state may not be the one that applies to the National Assembly member. Take, for instance, if you look at that provisions of Section 86 very carefully, there are preconditions which are enunciated in that particular section. Unfortunately, I'm not with it here. I would have read it to you. And that is part of the reasons most people who go to court fail, because they fail to appreciate the preconditions, satisfy the preconditions. If you look at that particular Section 86, I think somewhere around G, there is a sub-provision that says that for you to even go to court, Andrew.
Yes.
There is a requirement that a member of the National Assembly, in which case the House of Rep or Senate, will indicate by way of writing that as at the time this person defected from her political party, there was no rancor and there was no cacophony. That indication will have overwhelming support by a 2/3 majority of the members of the House, which will be consented to by either the Speaker or in this case, House of Reps.
So what you're saying now is, because we remember the governor said he didn't understand why David Umahi had to defect because there was no issue, was, he didn't raise any concerns or any problem or anything.
Yeah,
so are you saying that this, from what you're saying now, from the question, this supports the position of the PDP? But that will bring us, if we're saying this, we have to go for a short commercial.
It's okay.
But hold on to that thought. It's when we return, we'll get to it. Because we had the issue of Saraki as well.
Yes.
And we didn't see something like this happen. Mm. Is that because the APC didn't take it to court? Or maybe they looked at it and said, okay, there was rancor and there were issues and that was why he decided to leave because he couldn't continue with it. We'll find all of that. And also we get to look at, importantly, what the Constitution says about unseating a governor. Because this judgment, if it goes through, means Dave Umahi ceases to be governor of Ebonyi State. And if that would follow what the Constitution says, we'll look into that as well. Remember, you can send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. We're also expecting to join us in the studio, Barrister Chika Aleruchi Wobo. He'll be here shortly to talk about this matter. What you think about this judgment on seating Dave Umahi as governor of Ebonyi State and how it helps to tackle the problem of defection in the politics of the country. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. We'll be right back.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, we're still very much here. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. We have my guest here, Chioma Choko. He is a legal practitioner, human rights advocate. Joining us as well would be the barrister Chika Aleruchi Wobo. Will be with us in the studio shortly. And we're looking at the judgment, the court order on sitting Ebonyi State Governor Dave Umahi Iyang Ekwo. Dave Umahi accused him of having some sort of personal issues with Ebonyi State. He even talked about how they got information that the judgment is to rubbish the APC and also to rubbish the state government. Let's listen to some of the things that were said by Dave Umahi.
I've listened to the judgment of Ekwo, and it's very obvious that he was on a mission. He was making all efforts to upturn the rulings of the Supreme Court and appeal courts on issues like this. We have had the rumors before now that he was determined to give judgment against all known laws and the Constitution, first to embarrass APC, two to embarrass the federal government. This same judge has over 10 cases against Ebonyi State government with him, and you can imagine what he's going to rule. We have petitioned him to NJC, and we will follow it up at all costs to ensure that this man is brought to justice. I want you to disregard the judgment. It is null and void. There is a substituting judgment in Zamfara State, and there is also a judgment in Ebonyi State. So we've chosen the one to obey. We will not obey his ruling. We will obey the ruling of a competent court of equal level.
So he says that court had said that you cannot sue a governor. What do you make of what he has said?
Why? Which court has said
immunity? Perhaps where it's coming from.
I see that is where the error is. Nobody has taken him to court on the grounds of the activities and engagement or the activities of his office. That is not the question. PDP, which is the reason I tell people, if you want to analyze issues like this, eschew your mind from the political party for which you associate. PDP did not go to court to question the activities of the governor with respect to his engagement with his office. No, they are saying, like in customary marriages, if you want to divorce a marriage, you must return the bride price to the parents. That is the analysis they've gone to court to challenge. That this thing, this is our legal right. You cannot transfer it to another political party illegally.
So what happened in the case of Saraki?
You see, I was
because the PDP has benefited from same situation in the past.
Saraki's case finds a expression with respect to Section 86, which I was trying to make analysis. That section is quite Herculean for anybody to meet it. It is so difficult that even the National Assembly members are aware anybody that adverts his or her mind to the provisions of the law with respect to that section will agree with me that it will not take you anything less than 8 years to achieve the intent of that provisions of the law. And that's why I call on the National Assembly to reverse, amend the provisions of that law. How can you, in the first place, raise an opinion or an allegation that the National Assembly member, which includes Saraki as it were, has defected from a political party to another, as at the time the political party was enjoying a peaceable mind. After that is done, the law expects the National Assembly, either a member or the speaker, by way of two-thirds majority, to agree to the position that has been raised by a member of the National Assembly, that indeed there was an uproar, even before going to court. Because that the way the constitution of the law is couched there is not such that empowers only the speaker of the National Assembly to take such decision. In that case, Saraki was also the person in charge of the National Assembly. So even though, or even if rather, that question had been raised by a member of APC, as it were, Saraki would have also...
So in other words, you're saying perhaps the APC saw that it was a battle that would have been very difficult or almost impossible for them. So that is why they didn't pursue it.
Saraki was in head of, was the head of National Assembly then. So you couldn't have even passed to anywhere, because it is the speaker by law that has the ability to say the findings of a member of the National Assembly is correct or otherwise.
All right, let's take some phone calls first. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, interesting topic. But let me just say, practically speaking, the governor is still the governor, but technically speaking, he's out. And now that the National Assembly is on review of the Constitution, the National Assembly must look into it and come out categorically that should someone defect, he has lost his seat. There seems to be a lacuna there. So the only advice I want to give to the governor, let him rush to appeal. He has 90 days to do that. And if they have said the PDP has transmitted names to ANEC, and of course, if they are sworn in, the man has lost his seat. But on the issue of immunity, the state assembly members are in a tight corner because immunity does not cover them. So whatever thing they want to do, they should do quickly, as fast as they can,
okay,
to meet up with the time. Like I said, technically speaking, the governor is no more the governor of Ebonyi, but because there cannot be a vacuum, practically speaking, there is a governor, a deputy governor. So he has a time to go for appeal and let the National Assembly do the needful, so we will not put ourselves in this type of tight corner.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. We lost our call. From what he has said now, names have been submitted. Would another election be conducted?
That is where I also have a problem with the decision of the court, which is a problem I find solely with the person who filed the case in favor of PDP. Look at it. As at the time he was filing that matter, he would have included names of persons, intended persons, to replace Umahi in the event where the decision is given in her favor. But that was omitted. I was arguing that, I told my friend this, that I said the government of Ebonyi State cannot live in a vacuum. And look at the decisions of the court. It is such that no particular person was mentioned to replace Governor Umahi. And you at the same time vacated Governor Umahi. Could not provide a particular person to replace. Rather, you left it open-ended that PDP should provide a governor and a deputy governor, or in any event, where they fail to do so, the INEC has the power to reconduct.
So, in other words,
it's a vacuum that has been created, which PDP, as it were, may not even enjoy the benefit of her decision by virtue of not having filed alongside us at the time they were filing that particular action, having not submitted the names of persons that should take the place of the Governor Mahi and his deputy.
Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning to you. Go ahead.
This is Akoko from Abopeke.
All right, go on. 1 minute.
So my question is that about the state governor for the court, about his own defection to APC. Is it only governor who have defected from party to party, or is it the only person who has defected from another, who has a position, who has defected from another party to another, for the judge to give such a rule in a high court? To confirm for me to know, is it into the Nigerian law that any power, any governor who defected will be able to leave the position for the other person to take over? Let me know now, for me to know, and put the particular place of the law, and for me to know. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I will take another call first. Hello, Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished Femi Andrew.
All right, welcome.
Yes, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Very fine, thank you. Go on, you have 1 minute.
A very distinguished legal luminary barrister, Chamacho. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm fine, my dear brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Chikarama.
Thank
you. The very distinguished EPM, Andrew. I think at this point in time, in as much as some of the lawyers have been giving us some confusing analysis so far, but this must be obvious and must be stated clearly. Because as your guest said, in the ballot box, it is the party logo and the name of the party that is in the ballot. And during the campaign, they are busy promoting their party, giving us what the party will do. You understand? As far as I'm concerned, the mandates given are given to the political party, not the persons. Because at this point in time, it's very much obvious that some of the lawyers are out to confuse us. Because personally, I'm even angry and I'm not happy. And we want to state the obvious that in as much as these judges are out to do the needful, they must at all times make it straightforward. And whenever such an order comes, there should be enforcement with immediate alacrity.
All right.
Because the delay, as far as I'm concerned, is very dangerous.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take some comments on Facebook first before we continue here. Just a minute. Okay, so this one says, the judgment is a good development for Nigerian politics, but I hope it will not die a political death. Bravo to our journey judiciary for waking up. Cross River State is next. This is Basi Achibong. Ayo Mike says, hi, Andy. The judgment against Governor Umar is unacceptable. The judge knows the laws, and it baffles me when judges misinterpret the law. Definitely, Governor Autumn also should be sacked. Okay, there's also that one.
Yes.
So what would you make? Because Governor Autumn was in the APC. He was governor.
The point is, we cannot continue to live in wrong because the right has never been done before.
But then, did the APC go to court when he left? That's another question. When Governor Autumn defected to the PDP, did the APC go to court? That's what I'm asking.
That's the question. Because they did not go to court to challenge it, does not mean that those in Ebonyi State shouldn't go to court. Mm. You slept over your right. And because until you bring a matter before a court of law, no interpretation will be made to that effect. Who knows? If they had gone to court as another material type, this decision would have even emanated long ago before now. Mm-hmm. So we are happy that this recent trend was even taken by the people of Ebonyi State. So I commend them.
All right. Onyeche Mavkele says, I want to ask a guest in the studio in the person of Mr. Chomachoko, does a political party have a legal right to stop a member from defecting to another party?
Well, the political party may not have the legal right to stop a member who is not holding a position from defecting to another political party. But once you hold a particular political position in a political party, then you are a stakeholder in that political party and cannot transfer her right illegally to another political party. So the political party may at that point enjoy the right to stop you from defecting to another political party, because the interest at which you protect is the interest of the political party and not your individual interest.
On WhatsApp, Celestine Omeha, a sitting governor, was removed from office because the Supreme Court in his wisdom expressly stated that the votes cast was for PDP and anybody who won the primaries, whether he stood for the election or not, remains the governor. Hence, Amechi was sworn in after the judgment. I think we'll raise that.
Yes.
That's on WhatsApp. Another person says, I would like to know where it's written in our constitution to remove a governor that defects from one political party to another. It's really funny, Alex Silva. I guess you may have to explain again your position on that. How about the swearing in? An individual is sworn in, not political party. For me, if a party chairman defects, he loses his position, not a governor. Melody from Uniport says, I wish appellate court opposed this decision. It is fraudulent to single-handedly carry the wishes of the people and the party that sponsored you to another party which does not enjoy popularity in the state. It's like giving the pregnancy of your husband to his houseboy.
That is true.
It is political yahoo, and it has been abused. Good to hear by Mr. Chomachoko's voice.
Thank you.
This one says, yes, sir. Andrew, your guest said the Supreme Court judgment was based on party, but it was PDP versus Amechi, and the Supreme Court said that the person's name in INEC is Amechi. Is he not a person?
No, it was Amechi against INEC. He should go back to the laws.
Okay, all right. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Sadly, we lost that call. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my name is Akanto. I'm calling from Borogo.
All right, go on. 1 minute.
Well, to me, I am not a fan, but I've been listening to get to the studio. They talk so much. But my opinion is, we have been following the politics of Nigeria, the judiciary, and the state of Nigeria. Now, to my layman understanding, is it that the Speaker of the State House of Assembly of Ebonyi State should assume as the acting president because of the provision of the constitution? You know, if the governor is not there, either by death or by removal, and the governor is not there, either by death or removal, should the Speaker act? Or now, is it the pronouncement from the judge keep timeline to the INEC to conduct election at the 25 times? And finally, this judgment will contain excessiveness of the camp from that party to that party, from that party to that party. That is my take. This one, God bless. My name is Akanto from Borogon.
All right, thank you very much. This is what was said by a legal colleague of yours, Henry Kine, with regards to removing a sitting governor and his deputy. Let's just listen to it and then get your thoughts towards that.
And again, very important, the provision for removal of governor or of a state or deputy governor of a state in our constitution is also very clear. Section 188 provides for the procedure. It's about the only section in our constitution that provides for the procedure for removal of a governor or deputy governor of a state from office. And it is not included as, I mean, the exercise of that power by the judge of a court. So I am not sure that it's intended that the courts would have the power to remove a governor from office or sack a governor or a deputy governor from office.
All right, so I was asking you this while we were on a commercial.
You see, yes.
The process involved in removing a governor from office, how do we look at that situation now?
Although I'm not with my constitution, but the particular provision, section 188, which he did mention, is respect to impeachment in the state house of assembly. He has to get that clearly. That particular provision limits itself to the procedural means in the state assembly of removing the governor. Now, let me make reference to section 285 of the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria, sub 2, provides that because he has to get this thing, there is no particular way in which a particular governor can be removed. There are other several means. So he limited himself to one. For instance, Section 285 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, sub 2, provides that every state shall have an election tribunal. Is it not true?
Mm-hmm.
Does election tribunal have the power to declare the removal of a governor or not? The answer is yes. By virtue of Section 131 of Electoral Act, that says where a person discovers that the method in which particular election was conducted appears to be wrong, the person has to go to the election tribunal to challenge the means of that particular election. So where the election tribunal, for instance, finds out that the petition which has been brought, which a party has brought before the election tribunal, is wrong,
yes,
and then declares the sitting governor that has been sworn in,
mm-hmm,
the sitting governor that has been sworn in by, let's say, the chief judge of the state, and declares that such a person does not have the powers to hold that particular position, mm-hmm, will the person not be declared removed? The answer is also yes. So in this wisdom, in this wise, where the Supreme Court even relied in making a decision is not in either of these provisions, whether section 285, section 131, and section 188 of the Constitution and Electoral Act. None of these provisions finds its way in the recent decision. The court made that decision on the fact that what is being displayed is the political parties, logo, and nothing more.
All right, thank you very much. Although we're already out of time, thank you very much for your calls, messages on WhatsApp and Facebook as well, and Twitter. Thank you very much. We do this next week. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Until that time, stay safe, stay well. Bye-bye for now.